Because this is the third meeting of the month, we will now have a volunteer speaker tell us their personal story and their experience with CODA. And today, it's my pleasure to introduce Jack as our speaker today.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack. Hi, my name's Jack. I'm a grateful member of CODA.
Hi, Jack.
I'd like to talk this morning about my relationship with my mother, because I've learned in CODA that in that relationship, that's where my codependency came from. And it's also in that relationship where I'm learning to heal. I'm learning to heal emotionally, lovingly. It's been a powerful, amazing experience and relationship I've had with my mom. When I first came to CODA 4.5 years ago, I was 64. My mom was 89. Today I'm 69. She's 94. I'm grateful that she has lived long enough for me to find CODA, for me to learn what my codependency is about, to learn how I became so dysfunctional in relationships, primarily relationships with women. Early on, CODA helped me understand that in our family of origin, in particular often with our parents, is where our codependency develops. My mom has always been a very loving, nurturing person. I know that she has always loved me. And yet she's also been very controlling, perfectionist, very hard to please. And parts of my story this morning, if you heard when I was a CODA speaker last year, I shared some of this. But because I couldn't please my mom, like any child would want to, I wanted to please my mom. She was my primary caregiver. She was the first person in my life that I had a strong attachment to. That's generally the case with most of us, with our moms. I loved her. I wanted to please her. And yet, I couldn't. She would reward me at times. She would praise me at times. But over and over again, there would always be something that I wasn't doing well enough or correctly. And when I got into school, grades became an issue. She was just always criticizing me that I wasn't doing good enough. The message that was repeated over and over again to me as a child, all through high school, was that you're not doing good enough. I realize now, thanks to CODA, that message that was repeated to me over and over again for years was telling me that I'm not good enough. I'm not doing good enough. And today, I now understand why, when I became an adult, in getting into romantic relationships, that there was this subconscious desire to heal that. I couldn't please my mom, so I would try to please my partners. I tried to please my wife. But I didn't have the skills for knowing how to do that. I just knew I so badly wanted to please my mom, wanted to please my partner, wanted to please my wife. And because I didn't have the skills, my relationships just failed one after another. Many of you know that in my lifetime, I've been married and divorced 4 times. I repeated this pattern over and over again. I was drawn to emotionally unavailable women who had serious problems. I realize now every one of my 4 wives had alcoholism and or abuse in her family as a child. I somehow sensed that every one of these women needed help, and I was wanting to help them. I was a fixer. I was wanting to help them. And somehow in my dysfunction, I thought that by helping them, that they in turn would love me back. And that's exactly the relationship I had with my mother. Wanting to help, wanting to do the right thing, wanting to get that love. It didn't come to me from my mom. It didn't come to me from my wives. When my 4th marriage ended nearly 5 years ago, First, I found my counselor suggested Al-Anon. From Al-Anon, I quickly found CODA. In CODA, I started to learn about my family of origin issues. Even though I've been a very confident person in my life, even though I was a very successful person professionally, it never occurred to me that I had low self-esteem. Somehow with my confidence, by being very capable professionally, I thought I had good self-esteem. But the fact is I didn't. Thanks to some good counseling, thanks to CODA, I learned I actually had very low self-esteem. Professionally, I was always pushing and trying to please my boss. I realize now my relationship at work was the same kind of relationship I had with my mother. Striving for that approval, for that love. I didn't perceive it as love professionally, but I think that's what it was. I needed your approval. I needed to know that I was doing okay on the job. If I didn't get your approval, it stung. It felt like my mom telling me I wasn't doing good enough in school. So for starters, CODA helped me understand the origins of this stuff. And once that started to make sense to me, excuse me, I need a drink of water. Once the origins of my codependency started to make sense to me, and once I started to work the steps, it made it easier for me to let go of this burden that I'd been carrying around, this feeling that I wasn't good enough. And in working the steps in particular, I discovered how much resentment I'd actually been harboring about my mother. I've always tried to be the loving son, and yet for most of my adult life, if the phone would ring and I would see it was my mom calling, I would just cringe inside, like, oh, geez, it's mom. I tried to be the good son. I was always trying to be pleasant with her, but I realize now I carried this resentment for decades. So by working the steps, I recognized the source of that resentment. By working the steps, I was able to gradually start to let go of that resentment towards my mom. But it didn't feel complete in any way. There was still something that didn't feel right in my relationship with my mom. And then about 3 years ago, and some of you have heard the story, but about 3 years ago, something amazing happened. I was visiting my mom, and I decided to tell her about CODA, but not by name. I just told her it was a support group for people who desired healthy and loving relationships. That's all I told her. And she asked me how that worked. And I said, well, we have weekly meetings, and we have things that we read that are inspirational. And then we have an open sharing period where we share things that are meaningful to us, things that have helped us grow, things that have helped us deal with our codependency. And I told my mom it was a very safe place to be, that we don't judge each other, we don't criticize each other. It's a safe place for us to share. And as I told my mom that, she said, you know, because you just opened up about something very personal to you, she said, it's got me thinking about something that I've never shared with anybody in my life. And she proceeded to tell me the story about how when she was a 9-year-old girl and visiting a neighbor's house, that she stole a quarter. There's a quarter on a table, and she stole the quarter. And later that day or the next day, the neighbor came over and confronted her father. Said, your daughter was visiting our house. By any chance, did she steal this quarter? And as my mom's telling me this story, I'm quickly doing the math, thinking my mom was born in 1921. If she was 9 years old, this would have been 1930 and the beginning, the very beginning of the Great Depression. Times were hard. People were unemployed. Her father was unemployed. Stealing a quarter was a big deal back then. My mom denied any knowledge of the quarter, but later, feeling guilty, she told her mother that she had taken the quarter, hoping that her mom would keep it in confidence. But her mom told her father, and her father got so angry that he grabbed my mom, dragged her into the bathroom, and grabbed this leather shaving strap for sharpening the razor. And he proceeded to beat my mom with that leather strap. And as my mom's telling me this story, she's starting to cry. And as I watched her, it was the strangest experience. In my eyes, visually, she was getting smaller and smaller. And looking at the fear in her face and her crying, what I saw in front of me was a frightened 9-year-old girl. I saw my mom as a frightened 9-year-old girl in that moment. And as she was crying, she was saying, I was so scared. And in that moment, I went over to her, I hugged her, tried to comfort her. We were both crying. And in that moment, she shared even more with me. She told me that her father would come home from work and start to drink beer. And usually he would pass out. And later in the evening, he would wake up and he would be angry. And he would be verbally and physically abusive with my mom and her sisters. And as I heard all this, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, holy crap. Here's my mom who's portrayed this perfect family image that's always been so important to her, and she said nothing but good to say about her childhood. And now she's sharing to me what I'm learning for the first time is that my grandfather, who I loved and respected, my grandfather was an abusive alcoholic. I had no idea. Nobody in the family had any idea until my mom told me that story. And the only reason she told me that story was because I opened up to her about my experience in CODA. And in that moment, it also hit me that this is the source of her codependency. She wasn't loved and nurtured properly by her father. She was abused. She was neglected. And it just sunk in. No wonder my mom is so controlling. No wonder my mom's a perfectionist. She had such an awful relationship with her father. She spent her whole childhood trying to please her father and couldn't. In fact, she was beaten. And it started to make perfect sense why when my mom became a mother and had me and my sister, that because she had no control in her life as a child, because she lived in fear, it was important to her to maintain some semblance of control in her life because she had no control as a child. She was desperately looking for some control and stability in her own life as an adult. And that manifested itself in perfectionism, being critical. She really wanted what was best for us. She wanted us to be successful. She wanted us to do well in school. She wanted to be proud of us. But because of her own codependency, because of her own childhood issues, she didn't have the skills. She was living her life based on childhood fear that was just staying with her every day. And once I understood where all this stuff came from, then it occurred to me, well, I'll bet my grandfather had childhood issues with his parents. It's what sometimes is referred to as the family disease. It was starting to make sense. I used to say there was no alcoholism in my family. I believed it. Until I had the conversation with my mom. Like, holy crap, there's alcoholism in our family. My grandfather was an alcoholic. My mom tried to hide that. As a result of all that, I became more compassionate. Once I understood where my mom's stuff came from, it became infinitely easier for me to understand her, to accept her, to let go of my resentment. To this day, I periodically see her as that frightened 9-year-old girl and how that influenced her life. As a result of that conversation with my mom 3 years ago, we've started to open up in ways I never could have predicted. Even though my mom's suffering from dementia, even though she's very forgetful, she often repeats the same story 3 times in the same conversation. And yet, for some miraculous reason, when I open up to my mom emotionally and about personal issues, I have the most beautiful conversations with her. There's some part of her brain that's still working beautifully. My mom and I have connected. We have these wonderful conversations. There's no forgetfulness when we're talking about relationships and love and our connection. She's opened up some more about her childhood and her family history. I saw my mom lives locally in a care facility. I was visiting her yesterday. Excuse me. My mom lives in a wonderful adult foster home in Tigard. There's only 6 residents there. She gets very loving care. She's been there about 2 years now. She has a wonderful young primary caregiver, a loving young woman, probably 25 years old. She really cares about my mom. She tells my mom that she loves her. My mom says that she loves her back. I'm so grateful for this caregiver. And when I walked into the facility to see my mom yesterday, I was going to take her out to lunch. And the caregiver, I met the caregiver first before I got to my mom's room. The caregiver asked if she could share some stuff with me, and I said, sure. And she proceeded to tell me about all the ways that my mom is causing difficulties for her. She said, your mom is always complaining, I'm not doing things well enough, I'm not doing it properly. She says, it really hurts me. She said, I try my best to help your mom, but she just keeps complaining, and it really hurts me. And of course, you can see the pattern. This young woman is experiencing the same thing with my mom that I experienced with my mom when I was a child. And thanks to CODA, thanks to understanding my mom, thanks to understanding lots of people in my life, I realized this wasn't about me fixing anything. Like a lot of people, and a lot of men in particular, when I was younger, if my wife or my mom came to me with a problem, I felt like I have to fix this. I used to be pretty good about coming up with options A, B, and C for you if you had a problem. CODA has helped me understand this isn't about fixing people. This isn't about giving advice. It's just about paying attention, being supportive, listening, expressing love. It's not about fixing. And with that young caregiver, I was able to share with her some of my experience as a child and what my mom was like and the fact that she's still like that sometimes. And even though I wasn't offering solutions, even though I wasn't trying to fix anything, after having a long conversation with the caregiver, she thanked me. She said, you know, you've given me a totally new perspective about your mom and where she comes from and how that works. And we hugged. I'd never hugged the caregiver before, but in that moment, we wanted to hug. There was some healing that occurred in that conversation with the caregiver. And then I went to meet my mom, and I took her out to lunch. And while we're driving to lunch, she starts complaining about the caregiver. And she's just going on and on, one thing after another. Caregiver does this. She doesn't do this. And once again, I realized this isn't about me fixing anything here. I can't fix it. I had another very meaningful connecting conversation with my mom. I told my mom, well, for one thing, I knew that this wasn't about taking sides. This wasn't a case where the caregiver is right or wrong, or that mom's right or wrong. These are just two women who were in a very close relationship every day, who are starting, who don't understand each other. And I was able to provide my mom with some information about the caregiver's background. I said, Mom, she's only 25 years old. She has to make sure that you're safe. She has to make sure that you're healthy. She has to make sure that you take your pills. I said, it's her job to take care of you. And sometimes you don't want to do what she wants you to do, but that's her job. She's living in fear that if she does something wrong, she could lose her job. She could be banned from working in the industry. So by explaining to my mom the importance, explaining to my mom the huge responsibility that this young woman has in taking care of her, and how this young woman is fearful, frequently fearful that she's going to do something wrong, that somebody might get hurt, somebody might die under her care. And by explaining this to my mom, reassuring my mom that she's okay, that she's not wrong, the caregiver's not wrong, it's just a matter of understanding each other, being loving, being accepting. And again, in the conversation with my mom, I didn't offer any specific advice. I didn't have any solutions. All I did was talk about stuff that I've learned in CODA. Talked about love and acceptance. I ended up spending 4 hours with my mom yesterday. I don't think I've ever spent that much time with her before. I spent 4 hours, most of that in meaningful conversation. And as I was getting ready to leave my mom yesterday, she hugged me, thanked me. I didn't feel like I was doing anything but sharing what I've learned in CODA. It's worked for me. I love the way it changes my relationships with people who are close to me. About 2 months ago, I met a woman who I've been dating regularly ever since. It's very promising. I really like what's happening in this relationship. And I've realized that thanks to my growth and understanding and dealing with my relationship with my mom, I now feel for the first time in my life going into a romantic relationship that I'm doing it for the right reasons, that I'm not trying. This is a woman who is emotionally healthy and available. I don't feel any need to please her in the sense I don't need her approval. I'm comfortable with who I am. I've learned to love myself in CODA. I've learned to recognize in other people if they are emotionally healthy. I'm confident for the first time in my life that I'm approaching a potential romantic relationship in a healthy manner. I'm not doing it out of fear. I'm not doing it because I feel I need to rescue somebody or fix somebody. I feel very whole and complete today in CODA. And I believe I found a partner who is whole and complete. I like her and I love her just as she is. I don't have any desire to change her or fix her in any way. These are feelings and thoughts that I've never had before going into a relationship. And by being with my mom yesterday, it only reinforced this whole process, the way it's evolved for me in CODA. 4 years ago when I first started working the steps. My step study group started out with about 12 women and 3 men, and within weeks it whittled down to 7 women and me. I was the only man in the group, and I offered to leave the group. If the women were uncomfortable with having me there, I offered to leave. But we'd been meeting for several weeks and were already developing trust with each other. And the women encouraged me to stay, and I'm glad I did. It's another example, thanks to CODA, where I had an opportunity to spend a whole year meeting with these women for 2 hours every week, working the steps, and able to work through the kind of relationship issues that have plagued me my whole life. To have 7 women in the group where over time we started sharing everything, including our worst secrets. I was sharing my worst secrets. They were sharing theirs. And there was no judgment. There was nothing but loving acceptance in that step study group. And I realized, probably 6 months into the step study group, I realized that for the first time in my life, I knew what it was like to have an emotionally intimate relationship with a woman. I'd never had an emotionally intimate relationship with a woman. Not with my mom, not with any of my 4 wives, not with any woman I'd ever known or dated. And here I am, here I was in CODA, in a step study group with 7 women that I trusted, that I loved, that I felt intimately connected with, that I knew I could share anything with these women and not be judged. We accepted each other. Those women modeled for me what it's like to have an open, authentic, loving, intimate relationship. They gave me the experience to know what that looks like, what that feels like, what I need going forward. This has just been an absolutely amazing journey for me. I could not have remotely have predicted what was going to happen to me when I showed up at my first CODA meeting. No way could I have predicted. When I showed up here, I was a very critical, judgmental, isolating individual. I had virtually no friends. The miracle is that I showed up here at all. The miracle is that I kept coming back. Now it's almost 5 years later. I keep coming back because this program works for me. I will forever mark my life into 2 portions. There's going to be the before CODA portion of my life, and there's going to be the after CODA portion of my life. There's such a clear delineation there. The gift didn't arrive for me until I was 64 years old. And I had times where early in my working on my codependency, there were times that I judged myself for not having done this earlier. Instead of recognizing the gift that finally came to me, I went through a phase where, geez, how could you have been so dense and so stupid that you didn't figure this out when you were much younger? Why did it take 4 marriages before you started to figure this stuff out? And then I began to recognize the true gift that it was. Finding CODA was an incredible gift to me. Many people go through life miserable, desperate, lonely, sad, you name it, and they never figure things out. They never have the gift of finding a program like CODA. So even though it took me a long time, I'm grateful that I found it at all. I'm grateful when I see younger people come to this meeting and feeling good for them, knowing that they will have that many more years of their life to have healthy, loving relationships. It's just an amazing gift for me, and I'm so grateful. My name is Jack. I'm a grateful member of CODA. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.